This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Japan and China from 29 of this month. Modi will visit Japan from 29 to 38 of August to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with Prime Minister of Japan, Shigeru Ishiba. The two prime ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense, security, trade and economy, technology and innovation. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China from 31st August to 1st September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies like semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion, and will soon launch the Gaganyaan mission. The Prime Minister asserted that in the coming times, India will build its own space station. In a video message, the Prime Minister extended greetings to everyone associated with the space sector, including scientists and all the youth, on the occasion of National Space Day. Modi said that in a short time, National Space Day has become an occasion of enthusiasm and attraction among the youth. He added that the space sector is achieving one milestone after another, and in the last 11 years, the government has implemented many reforms in the space sector. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the Indian Space Research Organization has developed a geo-portal that provides accurate information on droughts, rainfall, weather and other parameters, helping farmers plant their crops more effectively. Addressing the session of the National Science Day celebration virtually in New Delhi on Saturday, he commended Indian space scientists for their contributions in the supporting farmers. Highlighting satellite-based remote sensing, the minister added that the government now receives precise data on crop losses. He also mentioned that Indian scientists are working on new technology that can detect crop pests simply by analyzing photographs of the crops. External Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that negotiations between India and US trades are still ongoing. He said that the government is committed to defend the interests of farmers and small producers of the country. Addressing ET World Leaders Forum 2025 in New Delhi today, the minister said India is clear about its red lines in negotiations with the United States and will make decisions in its national interest. Arunachal Pradesh, Hilang Yajik clinched the gold medal at the 57th Asian Bodybuilding and Physique Sports Championship 2025 held in Bangkok. She secured the top spot in the women's model physique category, marking a historic achievement for the state. Chief Minister Pema Khandu congratulated Yajik, calling her victory a proud moment for Arunachal Pradesh and India. Her exceptional performance has brought immense pride, made this be the first of many shining moments in her journey ahead, Khandu said, wishing her continued success. In a moment of pride for the region, 22 students from Jang have qualified in the All India Scenic School entrance examination and secured admission to Woods Park Scenic School, Himachal Pradesh. Chief Minister Pema Khandu congratulated the students in a virtual interaction and announced that he would personally sponsor their education. A flag-off ceremony was held today, attended by additional DC Hakraso Cree Army officers of Baisakhi Brigade, parents and villagers. Officials praised the Indian Army, particularly the Baisakhi Brigade and Sela Warrior Battalion, for providing free coaching and guidance that enabled the students' success. Of the qualifiers, 13 will join Class 6 and 9 Class 9. Troops of the Indian Army's Gajraj Corps rescued a critically injured policeman with a skull fracture during a night operation in the RR Hill region of Arunachal Pradesh on the intervening night of August 20 and 21. Braving treacherous terrain, the army team provided first aid and evacuated him to Tejpur for advanced treatment, showcasing its synergy between the army, police and civil administration, stated his defense spokesman. Pasighat Woon Police Station has rescued an 8-year-old girl engaged as child labor and arrested the accused Toli Pertin. The child is currently under Child Welfare Committee care. In another case, the police arrested a school teacher, J.K. Tanti, for allegedly assaulting a hostel student. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.